And welcome back once again. Senior Olympics and other senior games events are popular all over the country. Thousands of athletes compete, many in their 80s and 90s. You can even find a 100-year-old competitor from time to time. They can be and are an inspiration as they triumph over the limitations of age. A film documenting these triumphs is being used to inspire other older Americans. It's titled Age of Champions, Winning Never Gets Old. It will be shown in preview tonight at the Jewish Community Center and will air on PBS next year. With me in studio, Christopher Rufo, director of Age of Champions, Bill Cannon, national senior Olympics competitor. He is an 82-year-old St. Louisan from Baldwin, and he has been competing in senior games for 24 years now and has won some 2,000 medals. Swimming, right?
Yes, sir. Bill? Well, not only in swimming, but I do track and field and skill games and et cetera.
It's wonder winning all those medals, you have time to get out of the pool to be with us today. That's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you.
Well, we thank you for being with us, Christopher. Same to you. Let me begin with you. What attracted you to this project of filming these old guys and gals doing their thing?
I resent that remark.
Hey, I can make that remark.
Sure. You know, I mean, I think what attracted me to this story is really two things. Films that I like to watch and, you know, I like to work on do two things. One, it explores a world that is something that is exciting or new or something you haven't heard about. And most people haven't heard about the Senior Olympics. I show people my age, I'm 28, the clip of the film or the trailer, and some people say, I don't believe this is real. So you have that, but you also have these kind of universal stories. I think what's really inspiring about all the folks in the film and people like Bill is that despite age, despite certain obstacles, in the film we explore the death of a loved one. One of the competitors is fighting through cancer. They're still pursuing their dreams. And that's kind of the message that I think the film brings and attracted me to it, is that people that, despite the odds, despite what society might say, are really going out there and pursuing their dreams.
You know, I think Bill and I probably have ties that are older than this guy, don't you think?
You better believe it.
Do you look at yourself, Bill, as an inspiration?
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm told that. And I'm real, you know, flattered about it. You know, Christopher and I were just talking, reminiscing on some of the events. You know, doing this for 25 years, you know, I have hundreds of stories, and I can see people who have continued on doing what they're doing, swimming and track and field and the skill games. And there is something for everyone in the nation. You know, I give talks to the various service groups in the city here. I've probably talked to every Kiwanis line and retired groups about the senior games. And people say, well, I'm not in shape. I say, well, how much energy does it take to throw a washer into a washer box, you know, or the shuffleboard or darts? So there is something for everyone. It's not only a physical one, you know, and it's just inspiring that you get to see people who's done one thing and then going on. You know, I have there's a saying that goes on. It says, unless you try something that you've already mastered, you'll never grow. And I have friends who do great things in track and field. I encourage them to go swimming, and they say, well, Bill, we can't swim. And I say, well, I can't throw a basketball, but you see me out there. Yeah, you'll never win a medal. I said, no, but I have a lot of fun. And these people will come out, and they'll try. And I can see, you know, they're struggling, but at the end they're smiling. And if there's only three people in the race, you're going to win a medal. And if there's six, or you're going to win a ribbon. So
you look to be in great shape. But were you always athletic, or did something come to you late?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm the youngest of nine in my family. I was born and raised in Chicago. And, you know, I swam when summertime, brothers would throw me in Lake Michigan. And, I've always worked out, and I never smoked. I like my glass of wine and a beer occasionally. And, I always worked out. I carried we called it a bulwarker. Now, a lot of people think, all these cables. Well, this was almost like a shock. And in my travels, I was a traveling salesman, and I would, in the evening where most guys be out drinking or something like that, I'd work out, and these guys are sitting in a room, maybe some fellow salesmen laughing, smoking their cigarette, and there I was doing my push-ups, and probably most of those guys are dead now. And I still have that bulwarker and work out with it. So,
the Christopher Rufo, is this a common story, and is there a common thread between among the people that you dealt with in your film?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the health angle, it's really remarkable. You have some folks that have been competitive all their lives. For example, there's a cattle rancher who's 87 years old, who's a champion pole vaulter in the film. And pole vaulting has been something that's run in his family. He talks about pole vaulting over barbed wire fences when he was 5 and 6 years old. But on the other end of the spectrum, another character who's 100 years old, named Roger Gentleholm, didn't pick up a tennis racket, he competes in tennis, until he was 75 years old. So you have people from all different walks of life, people that have been athletes their whole lives or really just picked it up as seniors. And then just as Bill said, there's some folks that are fitness freaks and have diet gurus, and some folks will eat anything. So I think what I learned from working with these people and then talking to people like Bill around the country is that it really boils down to your attitude. I mean, you can hear it in Bill's voice. I'm sure all your listeners can. That kind of spark and passion and drive is really, I think, what keeps these people competitive and having a good time.
And it's not all men.
No, it's not all men at all. There's a lot of women competitors in all the different sports.
Well, I was particularly impressed by the women's basketball team that you featured. These ladies were tough. I mean, they were knocking people down and using the sharp elbow. This was a very serious competition.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it doesn't matter how old you are. People have the competitive spirit, and there's quite a bit of trash talking and dirty elbows flying around the court. So definitely the people are really competitive and not afraid to get physical.
Bill, talk a little bit about this competitive spirit. That came through very clearly in the film.
Oh, it's just really wonderful. You know, we go back, you know, this is the 33rd year the St. Louis Senior Olympics has been going. They weren't the first one in the region, but, you know, they were celebrating 100th anniversary at that time was called the JCCA, and they thought they'd do something special. And they had 33 years ago, the first event was over 400 people that came out. I mean, this was amazing because Senior Olympics around were getting maybe 75, 125. The results was that people from all around the country came into St. Louis to see how it was done. Results was the first National Senior Games was held here. The second one, it's every 2 years. And right now throughout the whole nation, we had like 300,000 people. And as far as the competition is concerned, I have found throughout the whole years, I do it and I have been done, people giving me advice. They're telling me, Bill, I don't know how you make it across the pool. Your kick is wrong. You're twice as many strokes as anybody else. And then can you take some criticism? This is a person who was Penny Taylor, just being St. Louis, and was on the Olympic teams when she was a teenager. And she's my age now. She lives in Arizona. Could I take some? You already gave it to me. But yeah, tell me. And she gave me pointers. I've given pointers. I would tell people, because I experienced it like in Orlando, Florida, when we had the national games, people went to compete and they were not told the right rules about touching with two hands in the butterfly when you're finished, in the breaststroke, that you have to finish with the backstroke. The results was I would tell people in the local Senior Olympics the rules and regulation just in case you get to the national, because I hate to see you get all that way and be DQ'd. As far as adding, more and more people would tell me how to hold a javelin, the shot put, the disc, even though, you know, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. But here again, I win medals or ribbons on these activities.
Christopher, did your views on older Americans, older people change from the time you started this project to where you are right now?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm lucky to have two grandparents. My grandmother is 86. My grandfather is 91. He still plays tennis. They still walk. They're active. Their passion is politics. So they're always at the city council meeting raising cane. But I think so. You know, it's remarkable to see the different stories that we covered. People from all over the country that have lived through a period of American history even. That you think, oh, this is the greatest generation. Some fought in World War II. They grew up during the Depression. But what I thought was really remarkable is that most people talk about this generation in the past, but these people still think about the future. So it did, you know, to see people as vibrant and healthy and happy and sharp. It was really mind-opening and gives us all something to shoot for.
Did he paint a pretty good picture of you?
He sure did. Thank you very much. So,
well, the idea of getting involved in other things, does that increase as you become more active in athletics? Does it really translate into your becoming more active in other things?
Well, I was told because of swimming. Now, swimming is my main sport. they said if you can swim and you can get involved in doing that, your muscles, you're using all your muscles. So results was, like the first time I started throwing the javelin in the disc, the guy laughed at me. He said, you know what you're doing. And it was like Howard Duell from Quincy, Illinois, who is a great athlete. And he held the first Quincy games there. And he said, boy, I wish I had you when I was coaching in high school. And he says, because of your swimming ability, you can be able to do almost anything. And I think anybody that gets out there and starts trying, doing one thing, whether it's just pitching washers, you'll find that, hey, you can push that shuffleboard puck without too much energy. Get out and exercise. Get out and do something. And, you know, if everybody follow through with the Senior Olympics and get out and exercise, you know, our health problems that we're all facing throughout the nation, the cost of health, if they get out there and do something, you know, we could reduce our cost of a dependency on the health insurance and things.
But, you know, Christopher, in watching the film, as you've indicated earlier, there are a number of people participating who do have health problems. I mean, there are people with pacemakers, people who are on chemotherapy. And, of course, age does present certain kind of limitations, too. Do you have a sense in working with these people that they get healthier even though they have these significant health issues by participating?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I think that's one of the big parts of the film. For example, there's a character from Washington, D.C. named Bradford Tatum, mm-hmm. who's in his 90s. He's a competitive swimmer. And just a few months before going to compete, he's diagnosed with cancer. And he faces a decision. Should I put off the competition and do chemotherapy? Should I get surgery to try to tackle it? And his attitude was that, you know what, I'm going to do everything. Instead of kind of feeling down in the dumps or giving up or feeling sorry for himself, he actually goes through chemotherapy and then convinces his doctors to give him a week off from treatment so he can go out and compete. And I think that's just kind of the spirit that he has, and he'll say directly in the film that that's really what gets you through it, is keeping that spirit up, keeping yourself moving forward. And I think that's kind of a secret to health for a lot of these people.
I would like to get members of our audience into this conversation if they'd like to participate, particularly like to hear from people with regard to their attitudes on athletics and maintaining a high activity level and perhaps even getting involved in some of these contests we've been talking about. My guests in studio are Christopher Ruffo. He's director of Age of Champions, is a film which will be shown this evening at the Jewish Community Center. Also with me is Bill Cannon. He's a National Senior Olympics competitor. So come on into the conversation if you like. 382-8255 is our number. That's 382-TALK. You can send us an email at talk@stlpublicradio.org. Send us a tweet at STL on Air, or reach us through Facebook. Do you use Twitter, Bill, or do you?
No,
use
I don't
Facebook?
Twitter. But I do have an iPhone now, and I'm getting all kinds of text messages and so on and so forth. But I'm getting into the new technology. You know, you were talking about getting involved. You know, none of these games would be possible without volunteers. And I was just telling Christopher that, you know, the volunteers. A lot of the swimming deals will have maybe these young kids, 8 to 12, 13 years old, as volunteers, as timers. And they're enthusiastic and cheering about this. And Christopher asked me what I do with my medals. I said, I give a lot of them to my 15 grandchildren when they achieve something, and some local children in the neighborhood as well. And a woman who teaches swimming at the YMCA, I give the non-juristic words. There's not a whole bunch of writing. But getting back to volunteers, over the years and 25 years in competing in the St. Louis Senior Olympics, I have found that some of the volunteers have ended up being active in participant. So they saw what they were doing, and when they became eligible to be – and today we lowered the age. When I started, it had to be 55. It's now 50 years of age. And so volunteers can come in.
And what about age with regard to the athletes?
The athletes, it goes every 5 years. So you're not competing against a 50-year-old. In my case, you know, I compete against 80 to 84. So it's every five-year segment. And
starting at what age?
It's starting at 50. So it's 50 to 54, 55 to 59, and so on and so forth. And as you said, women, you know, there was a woman that really inspired me was Edith Hendricks, who didn't really start swimming until she was in her 60s. But she swam in the Masters and as well as the St. Louis Senior Olympics. And I remember the story when we had the national games in Tucson, Arizona. She said, "Oh, Bill, I want to go to the Nationals, but at the same time, I don't want to miss the St. Louis Senior Olympics. How can I do both?" I said, "I'm going to." I said, "I'm going to miss the first day of the St. Louis Senior Games, go down and miss the last day of the Nationals, and this way I can get them both." "Really?" I says, "You live in St. Peter's. I live in Bridgeton, Missouri. Leave your car. My wife will take us to the airport. We'll manage to get both in." And we did. And this woman, at 95 years old, she competed in the SIU, University of Illinois down in Carbondale, in a 50-meter pool master. She swam the 50, 100, and 200 backstroke and broke the world records. And she probably still holds it. I danced at her 50th birthday party, or her 80th birthday party. I danced at her 90th. She promised to dance with me at her 100th. Unfortunately, she died when she was 96. And, you know, at her ceremony, I said, "Edith, you let me down. You're supposed to be here to dance with me at your 100th birthday party." I can go on and on with different stories from different athletes that are younger and older that are so inspiring. You said inspiring, yes. Young people as well as the old people are inspiring each other to keep on going. And you see this film. You can't help but see this film and be inspired by it.
All of the stories inspiring, no question about it. But, Christopher, let me turn to you with regard to the male and female competitors. Do you have a sense of who is more intense, the men or the women in their competitions?
I think it's totally clear that the women are more intense. There's a certain special flavor when women get in competition with each other that you can see in the film, that it gets very intense. What would you say, Bill? Would you agree?
I agree with you.
All right, good.
What about the sportsmanship? You know, on any level that we watch sports in today's world, amateur or professional, there are good sports and there are bad sports. Is that reflected in the games that you're familiar with, Christopher?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think as far as sportsmanship, almost universally, people are really good sportsmen. They don't have any illusions.
There are exceptions.
There are some exceptions, of course. You know, there's a couple people that maybe take it a little bit too far. But in general, people are really good sports. I think they're out there for the camaraderie, for the participation. They're out there to help each other, and it's a really good atmosphere. And you see in the film, people are hugging each other. People are sharing their different stories, and it's pretty touching.
I have a phone call here that I want to take, and Bill, I think you'll enjoy it. Let's bring in Patty, who is calling from St. Louis. Patty, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, this is my second oldest daughter, and you know what? She's a senior, and she has competed in the St. Louis Senior Olympics. And by the way, she's an All-American swimmer in college, too.
Well, only because my father has been an incredible inspiration to me and taught me how to swim. He didn't throw me in a lake, but he threw me in a pool at age like 3 or 4, something like that. But I do want to say, not only is he an inspiration to myself, but I've seen it with others, too, and I think it's just amazing, and I'm very proud of the influence he has on others, and his enthusiasm is overwhelming, as you probably already picked up. But anyway, I just wanted to say thanks for being an inspiration, and to not only myself but others.
Patty, you're lucky. You have a very young voice. Whatever you're doing, it has to be helping.
And she's beautiful too.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's the only area in which she's not a chip off the old block. Go ahead, Patty.
Yeah, I'm barely a senior, but I mentioned that I didn't have a choice but to compete in the Senior Olympics, which I thoroughly enjoyed. It's a wonderful group of people. I look at these people not as 70, 80, 90-year-olds, but as young people in their heart and in their soul, and it's wonderful to be a part of it.
Well, Patty, thank you so much for taking the time to make that call. We enjoyed talking to you.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
I need to tell folks once again that The Age of Champions, the film that we've been talking about, which was directed by our guest Christopher Ruffo, is going to be showing tonight, premiering tonight in St. Louis at the Jewish Community Center. That's all happening at 6 p.m., right?
Yes.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio. What about that event? Tell me a little bit more in terms of what's going to be going on. You're going to do more than just show the film.
Absolutely, yeah. The event today at the Jewish Community Center is part of a campaign that we've partnered with the AARP both nationally and at the state level called You've Earned a Say. And what I think is resonating with a lot of folks about the film is that there's so much conversation in the country about programs like Social Security and Medicare. And talking about the future. So what AARP has done is they're using the film kind of as an example. All the characters in the film are examples of what older people can do, and they're using it to start a conversation about the future of these programs. So it's going to be not only showing the film, but the AARP is going to be there leading a conversation, making sure that people's voices are heard, and really just trying to start that conversation.
Well, you've had these kinds of conversations in other parts of the country with regard to your film. Is that right?
Yes.
And what are you picking up from all of that?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, in broad strokes, people are just trying to seek information. People want to know the facts and may not always be getting them from the politicians. So I think it's just a good forum for people to get out there and not only discuss the programs, but talk about how it affects people's personal lives, and then also to give an example for people not only that are in retirement, but younger people, how you can stay healthy, vibrant, and active throughout your whole life.
Limited time left, Bill. You've participated in some of these programs as well. But with regard to the athletic performance and the competitions that you're in, how have you seen that grow in your 25 years?
Well, in the 25 years, as I said, in St. Louis, it started off with only 400 people. And then I have gone to other places throughout the country, and it's still growing. And the fact is, I mean, it's like a reunion every time you go to a different town. And seeing people you saw from the year before, the camaraderie of this whole works is so great. You will see in the film, and I have experienced, I mean, the hugging. And hey, it's great to see you. The camaraderie, the love, the caring that goes along with us, it's great, great feeling. It's a great life.
You must be considered something of a rock star in this whole crowd with 2,000 medals. You know, I was thinking earlier, and time is getting away, but I'm reminded of the soccer moms and the dads who go to the soccer games and the baseball games when their kids are young. When you perform, are your grandkids coming to watch you?
Well, unfortunately, all my children live away, except Patty lives, the only one out of my five children that I have. Patty's the only one who lives in St. Louis, and one of her children lives in Chicago. She's a graduate of DePaul 5 years. They did, but not too much today. But I do have some of the neighborhood kids that have participated. And over the years, I used to live in Bridgeton, and we had a swim team there. And before Bridgeton had a swim team, it was the Carrollton subdivision, and we were terrible, but we had a great time.
Well, I'm sure the kids loved it. I've got to end it right here, and I want to thank you both, Christopher Rufo, for being with us, director of the film Age of Champions, which, again, is showing tonight at the Jewish Community Center at 6 o'clock. Bill Cannon, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you very much.
Nice
a pleasure being
you.
Here.
Well, join Steve Potter tomorrow for Cityscape when he'll talk with playwright Tony Kushner, the curator of the St. Louis Art Museum's new exhibition of works by Federico Barocci, and then he'll take a look at Third Degree Glass Factory's 10th anniversary celebration. Monday on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with Jason Plummer, the Republican candidate for Illinois' 12th Congressional District, and we'll speak with Congressman Todd Akin, the Republican candidate for Missouri's U.S. Senate seat. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. This is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.